Hello Punakas, I am Kritika and we are very excited to host Mr. Sudhir Mehta on this episode of the Puneka podcast. Mr. Mehta is one of Pune's leading businessmen. He is chairman and managing director of Pinnacle Industries Limited, one of the largest commercial vehicle seating and interiors company, and also the director of Force Motors. He has been committed to the growth of the business ecosystem in and around Pune. In his role, he has contributed significantly as a former chairman of CII Western Region and now as the president of the prestigious MCCIA. Welcome, sir. Welcome to the Puneka podcast.
Thank you, Kritika. It's a pleasure to be here.
Sir, we would like to start our conversation by knowing you a little more personally. Tell us about your life and your career journey.
Okay, I'll be short. I guess I've had the privilege to work across many, many different countries in many, many different industries. Born and brought up in Delhi, did my schooling in Delhi, then went off to the US, did my undergrad and business school in the US, was in Chicago for about 10 years, and then after that was working for a couple of years as an investment banker. Came back to India in 93 and have been here since then. And during the last 20 years, I've had the privilege of working across various industries. Our businesses range from automotive to agriculture, to finance, to startups. So have been fortunate to be able to be involved in many, many different activities.
Great. You have studied in abroad as well. How has that shaped you as a leader?
I think the experience of being, for me, I have stayed in the United States for a number of years, and we have also some businesses in Israel. So these are the two countries probably I've been influenced with the most. I think what's striking about the US is the fact that that's a country where pretty much meritocracy works. It doesn't matter where you come from, what your background is, what you've done, what is important is what do you bring to the table and what you're able to contribute. So that's what probably is the single most important thing about the US. As far as Israel is concerned, I think what's striking about that particular country is two things. One is the innovation that happens in such a small country and how they have institutionalized innovation in such an amazing manner. And secondly, what's very, very interesting there is the nationalism of that country, where people are so fiercely nationalistic and really are looking beyond what they are doing on their own to in terms of what they can do for their country.
Who are your inspirations in life and at work?
Ah, that's a difficult one. I would say that many, many people, and yes, probably too many to name. But for me, what's most important is really ideas. I think I read a lot, and one of the things that you try to imbibe is ideas from many people. It's absolutely shameless. You can be shameless about it. You can, if you find a good idea, you find a good thought, you try to write it down, or you try to kind of let it go in some part of your brain. So you try to follow those. So for me, it's more of all about ideas. And if there is probably one defining idea that I would say for me, it's been a book that that I read about 10 years ago. And this book is an interesting one by a gentleman called Todd Henry, which is Die Empty. And the philosophy is actually very simple, that basically he got this idea because he was attending a business meeting. And he asked a very simple question. Where is the richest land in the world? It was probably at that time the Gulf States. Where are the best diamond mines? They said Africa. And then from that, it went on that his answer actually was that none of these are. The richest land in the world is actually the grave. Because as per him, a lot of people who have their ideas go to their grave without having implemented those ideas. And the central thought of that particular book was that whatever you want to do, don't go to your grave with your best work inside of you. So try to do everything as fast as you can, when you can. And I found that to be a very profound and interesting thought.
It is indeed. But where do you write your ideas? You have like a black book or you write it in your phone?
Actually, I tend to use notes a lot. So if you see notes on my iPhone, whenever I see something good. And for me, I train to forget things. So I also use Twitter a lot. So whenever I see a nice idea or a nice thing, I'll put it on Twitter. And then you can always go back and... One of the things about social media is it doesn't let you forget. So it's something that you've read or heard or done many, many years ago, you can go back quickly and find it.
Okay, so you just told us about Twitter. Do you know anything about Instagram, Snapchat?
Well, yes, yes. I would say that I know about Instagram more because of my children. But so, but and once in a while, I'll go there to see what they're doing. But not that they will allow me to see their accounts. But on the other side, certainly, I think Twitter is a very good medium. And if nothing else, Donald Trump has made it something which is very entertaining.
In addition to being a business person, you are a philanthropist and you love giving back to the society. Please tell us about that.
I think it's not as much as giving. It's our responsibility. I think as it's not that we are doing something special. I think as Indians specifically, and for those of us who are very privileged, we are. It's as much our responsibility to see that we take our nation forward. And this is something that I've been very fortunate that from both sides of from my family, this has been a tradition for a very long time. So when I grew up, this was something that one was very familiar with. My uncle is Mr. D.R. Mehta, who started the Jaipur Foot Organization, which is one of the largest artificial limb organizations in the world. And I've been working with him for the last 25 years, where we do a fitment of almost about 150,000 artificial limbs every year. We are the largest such organization in the world. So I was able to see the impact that he was able to make. And then from my other side of my family, my wife's grandfather was also very much in philanthropy, Mr. N.K. Firodia. And I saw from him the value systems and what he was able to do. So to that extent, I've been very privileged to have a family which put a great value to this. And I think these value systems to some extent have percolated.
These are very tough times for business, given the impact that COVID has had. What do you think is needed to revive business in general?
Number of things. I think, again, this varies by business or sector. COVID has been an unprecedented crisis. I think none of us, at least in our lifetimes, could assume that something like this would happen. And this has changed all paradigms. So I think for India, the two challenges are the twin challenges are lives and livelihood. Ultimately, this is something that we have to deal with. And for businesses, the challenges are different. And I think, for instance, if you look at the agriculture sector, that's probably the least affected. If you see, fortunately, the rural economy has not been so impacted. This year, the monsoons have been good. So the challenges are probably the least. IT industry, on the other hand, has coped very well with working from home, and again, the impact has been minimal. Probably the worst hit has been the medium and small industries, and of course, businesses which relate to areas like tourism or travel and tours, transportation, which have been very severely impacted, and many, many micro entrepreneurs. As far as those are concerned, I think that's going to be a long climb up in many cases, and a lot needs to be done.
But according to you, what special steps are needed to revive Pune's business in particular?
I think this is a two-step process. For most businesses, if you see, the two things which are very important is liquidity and solvency. So for any business to survive or to grow, you need cash flow. And that's something which has been severely impacted for most businesses. And I think this is where the government has focused probably the most in the last 6 months. To some extent, if you see the fiscal stimulus, it's been primarily in terms of the deferment of loan payments. It's been all of those kinds of considerations which have helped the liquidity. And I think to that extent, the government has done a good job of the liquidity. Where I think a lot of work still needs to be done is solvency, because typically solvency just means whether the company has the financial wherewithal to be able to sustain for a long period of time. I think many small businesses have been so severely impacted that their solvency is now in question. Now, whether it's a restaurant or whether it is businesses, again, which have to do with tours, travels, hospitality. There, I think we will have to grapple with the challenge of just giving them a loan is not enough, or just delaying loan repayments is not enough. How do we ensure that those businesses become solvent again so that they're able to create the jobs that they create?
What role will the MCCI play in revitalizing business in this city?
MCCIA is the premier industry chamber in the city. I just had the privilege of taking over a month ago. And we have a rich history of almost more than 85 years and more than 3,000 members. And most of our members are actually in the MSME sector. They are in manufacturing, they are in services, they are in IT. They span the spectrum of businesses. So here again, I think our focus is both what is the urgent and what is the important. Mm-hmm. The urgent, of course, is to see that these businesses come back to pre-COVID levels. We do a series of surveys, and the last we started this survey in March, and at that point most businesses were literally at 1/3 of their normal on the average. Now the most recent survey we did, we found that this is almost up to 2/3. So there is a month-to-month improvement. Also, the GST figures of Maharashtra now, and I'm now talking Maharashtra and the Pune belt primarily, are also showing that this is actually the first month, October, where the GST collection is more than the same month last year. So to that extent, I think it clearly shows that the recovery is now happening. And we need to again see that we take care of the urgent requirements. At the same time, the world is moving on. To be globally competitive is important. And this is where we also have a lot of programs to see that we make these businesses globally competitive.
Great. What improvements are needed to Pune to make it truly competitive globally?
I think Pune is a unique city because what do we have going for Pune? To me, the most important thing we have going for it is the unique blend of its citizens. As I mentioned again, why is the US successful? The US is successful because it's a mix of people who bring different ideas, ideologies, thoughts, and their intellect to collective bear for the And that's where innovation strives. The same kind of ecosystem exists in Pune. So that's the big thing we have going for us. Where we need to improve, certainly there are many, many areas that we need to improve. I would start with something which is most basic, which is cleanliness. And I had lived in Indore for many years, so I always compare this. It earlier used to happen that when I was coming to Pune from Indore, Pune used to be not such a clean city. Yes. And 2 days ago, I was in Indore. And one of the first things which, again, when I came back was, why Pune can't be a clean city? This is something with all the intellect of Pune. So if there is one thing that I feel we need to make it happen as citizens is to make Pune a clean city.
Wow. So do you see Pune compared with any other major Indian cities in terms of talent and infrastructure?
So talent, I think, is an area we definitely excel. Pune is a city which attracts citizens, again, from all parts of India and in many ways from all around the world. It's the preferred city even for many expats because of the cosmopolitan nature, the quality of life, the weather, and again, because of the fact that it's a very open and welcoming city. So I think that's where we are very, very strong, and that's something we need to capitalize on.
I really want to know which is your favorite hangout place in Pune, and are you a foodie?
My hangout place, I'm a foodie. So any place which has good food is a hangout place for me. Anything which, right from misal to shikanji to anything,
Mastani.
I think. Mastani to everything, and this is something. 2 days ago, Amit Pranjpe, who's writes on Twitter, very so we were exchanging notes, and I was asking him all his favorite food places just to make notes of where we've been and where we've not been.
So, which team are you? Your team Misal Pav or your team Vada Pav?
That's a very, very difficult answer because if I give you the wrong answer, maybe I won't get one the next time. But I'd go with the Vada Pav. In this case.
What advice do you have for Pune's budding entrepreneurs?
One very simple advice, I think, keep trying. What I found in whether it is business or whether it's philanthropy, whether it is something that you don't have to get everything right all the time. And again, I'll go back to one of my favorite books or phrases. So, and this is kind of what's called the law of wasted efforts. And it's very simple that I think we humans are the only ones who actually at some point become very sad when we don't achieve something right the first time. If you see, again, examples here, whether it is animals, whether it's others, they only succeed part of the time. Whether somebody is hunting, they don't get the hunt every time. But eventually when they do, that gets them the food. So only half of fish eggs are eaten. Half of baby bears, I'm told, actually die before reaching puberty. And so things like this, this is only humans who feel that we have to succeed the first time. I think for any entrepreneur, you have to be ready to fail. And you have to keep trying till you succeed. Eventually, you will succeed. You course correct. You do something right. Unless you are a genius or you're very, very lucky, the chances are that you will stumble.
Yes.
And it's when you get up and you start to run again.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mehta, for joining us. It was such a fun, enlightening conversation.
Thank you, Kritika. It was a pleasure and wonderful. Thank you.
If you want to know more about Pune and Punekers, then I think you should check out the Punekar podcast.